In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, March the 21st. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Sometimes the business news of the day is a political story. Sometimes it's an economic indicator story. Sometimes, like today, it masquerades as a national security story. This morning, the White House gave airlines that fly direct to U.S. airports from 8 Middle Eastern and North African countries 96 hours to figure out a way to get all electronic devices bigger than a cell phone out of the passenger cabin and into passengers' checked bags. It'll affect about 50 flights, news that will be unwelcome to business travelers and the airlines that are used to having their business. Marketplace's Rima Kreis gets us going.
Twice a month, Danny Seabright travels from D.C. to the United Arab Emirates for business.
And I immediately first thought was, well, how am I going to fly back and forth to do my business in the UAE and not be able to use my laptop on the 14-hour flight each way?
As the president of the U.S.-UAE Business Council, Seabright typically spends those hours in the air writing memos and sending emails. From now on, his thumbs will be doing all the work on his iPhone. The restrictions could cost airlines like Qatar and Emirates some of their best travelers, says George Hopica, founder of AirfareWatchdog.com.
The business traveler is the cash cow for these airlines.
He says many devices hold sensitive information, and airlines don't typically cover damages.
If I were a business traveler, I would not allow my laptop to be put in the cargo hold. Absolutely not.
Hobica thinks many travelers from the countries included in the ban will change their routes to connect in Europe.
I'm sure that the CEOs of Delta, United, and American are jumping in the aisles right now.
For years, U.S. carriers have complained loudly about the subsidies Middle Eastern competitors get from their governments. Samuel Engel runs the aviation group at the consulting firm ICF. He says over the last decade, long-haul routes from the Middle East to the U.S. have increased dramatically.
And what they've really been affecting is the traffic that previously used to connect over Europe and also the traffic going between the U.S. and other points in Asia.
Engel says the device ban could potentially tip the competitive balance. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.